Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills, I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, Eric Sindelar from Supermicro. How's it going, Eric?
Living the dream, Eric.
All right.
Great to be here.
Good, good, good. So can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do at Supermicro?
Absolutely. So Eric Sindelar, Senior Director of Operations and Advanced Technology Development at Supermicro. I manage a lot of the key alliances and business development, and I've been working closely with Microsoft to grow our overall footprint with the Microsoft market.
Okay, great. So can you tell us in general, give us a high-level overview of Supermicro. I know everybody's heard of Supermicro, but for those that haven't, what do you guys do?
Well, we were founded in 1993 by Charles Liang and two other founders, and basically focused completely on x86 servers. So if you think back to that time, that was pretty visionary. He started out designing motherboards, and he designed some of the first Pentium dual processing motherboards. The company has grown a long way from there, but that was our core base. It's always been x86-based servers. So today we're one of the largest suppliers of what we would refer to as application-optimized servers. We have a very broad product portfolio, and we continue to grow much faster than the industry rate.
Okay, great. So that broad portfolio that you have, can you give us an overview of that, of your server offering?
So from a server perspective, you name it, we make it. We were one of the pioneers with the twin base architecture. So we have a variety of 1U, 2U, and 4U twin base platforms. We have a wonderful four-way platform that would be great for SQL Server that supports up to 96 DIMMs. So it gives you up to 6 terabytes of memory from a, in-memory database. And we have over 6,000 active SKUs, over 50 SKUs that are focused on NVMe. So overall, a very broad product portfolio.
Okay, great. I know you guys do have a ton of SKUs. Are there any specific offerings around specific solutions that are gaining traction for you right now?
We've been, in the data center and the hyperscale space, we've done very well with our Fat Twin and our Twin Pro platforms. We launched our Ultra platform about 2 years ago, and that's done very well in the enterprise and also in the data center. So, the best density, the best efficiency from a power perspective, and the best performance. We really try to bring the most value on a hardware, from a hardware perspective. And then we work with, leaders in the industry such as Microsoft to, partner and have the best of breed solution.
Okay, great. Well, can you tell us, people have a lot of options when they get ready to buy that server. Why should they call Supermicro instead of someone else? What's special about you guys?
We always provide the best value. So first of all, we will use all of our standard building blocks and really drive the best solution that you could expect. Now, sometimes that, people are worried that it might be a custom solution. It isn't. It is a definitely standard. And so therefore, I view it as kind of a semi-custom solution where you get exactly what you want, don't have, nothing that you don't need, and you're able to get that, best price performance per watt. Now, we also have global support and enterprise type service and support on site, but we really want to have you come back because we provide the best value. We're not going to lock you in. We're not going to try to charge you extra for hard drives or for certain cards. We are really going to use the standard off-the-shelf parts and provide that custom solution for you. Think of it as having the world's best Lego catalog, and we can build that whatever you want using our standard parts.
Right. I like that analogy a lot. So I think of it as you can get exactly what you want. You don't have to pay for a bunch of stuff that you don't want, because Supermicro can really provide, like you said, semi-custom solutions that meet the needs exactly without paying for a bunch of stuff you don't need.
Exactly. And, you get the best of both worlds with the semi-custom solution, where you have the economics of a standard part, but the performance and the efficiency of a application-optimized solution.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. Well, what kind of trends are you seeing in the industry across the server business right now?
you know, we were one of the pioneers with NVMe-based platforms, so that's where you move the SSD, you know, off the SATA or SAS bus and put it directly onto the PCI bus from a logical perspective. It makes it much more, you know, higher performing, and, you know, it makes a lot more sense. Why would you put fast, you know, solid-state flash onto a bus that was designed, you know, a decade ago to support, you know, spinning magnetic media? So we're really seeing a movement to these NVMe solutions because the performance per dollar is just, you know, outstanding. So we're seeing that trend. We've been out with over 50 SKUs now, but we launched about 2 years ago. The market's really starting to take off right now, and we've even seen some very large data centers go for all NVMe flash.
And is NVMe cost-effective, or is it just high-performance?
It is cost-effective and high-performance. If you look at it for a performance per, you know, per IOP, it's, right, you know, it's very cost-effective. But just on a pure cost perspective, we see the premium right now at about 10% over a standard, you know, SATA or SAS SSD. That is coming down. We expect that to be price parity by the end of the year. Wow. Now, if you're, you know, comparing to a, you know, standard hard drive, there's still a little bit of premium. But if you look at some of the features that you can do with SSDs, such as compression, deduplication, or erasure coding, your effective dollar per gigabyte can be much less than a standard hard drive, meaning that you don't have all this wasted space on the hard drive. You're actually compacting it all in and using as much of the drive as possible for your actual data storage.
I see. Great. And, you know, you mentioned that you had 50 NVMe SKUs. Can you talk about your NVMe offering a little bit more so people can get an idea of what that looks like?
Absolutely. So we started out with our, you know, 1U 10 NVMe, and we were also coming out with a 2U 24 NVMe. And then we also have a kind of a storage server JBOD that has 24 and 48 drives all in a 2U platform. You know, the bottom line for us is we want to put NVMe and have it proliferate across our entire product line. So we started off small. We've expanded more. And once again, you know, the price performance and the, you know, the pure performance that you get from an NVMe solution is quite amazing.
Yes. So you know, a lot of people may know that the slowest part of a server is typically the spinning disks inside. And when you have really high performance workloads like SQL Server or, you know, some other, you know, high performant applications, it makes a lot of sense to spend the money to get the storage up to the speed of, you know, the memory and the CPU to kind of eliminate the bottlenecks and get better overall performance. So I'm with you on the NVMe thing. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right? You know, in a lot of the industry, you know, people are just moving to SSDs, but if you're going to move to SSDs, why would you be stuck with the slow interface of the SATA or SAS bus? Why not go straight to the PCI bus with NVMe? So anybody who's contemplating SSDs, we really think they should go straight to NVMe and skip right over the SATA or SAS SSDs.
Okay, great. Makes sense. All right, well, if people want to learn more about Supermicro, where should they go?
Well, as you can imagine, supermicro.com is the best place to find out about all of our products. We do sell through the channel, so, you know, we have many wonderful channel partners, but our catalog of products is up on the website, and it's a wonderful place to start.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for joining the show. I'm Eric Mills from Microsoft, Eric Sindelar from Supermicro, and that's another episode of OEM TV. We'll see you next time. We'll